So I wonder, when is the last time that you felt centered, grounded, and balanced? I want you to think about that. When's the last time that you felt deeply connected to something that is bigger than yourself? I wonder where you were when this happened. And I encourage you to think of a specific time. Can you remember what it felt like? How did you cut through all of the clutter of your life to get to that centered place in your heart? Like many of you, I sometimes feel overwhelmed by my commitments and responsibilities, and it's easy to get consumed by trivial things. Things that won't matter next year or even next week. And when this happens, the things that are most important get crowded out. But occasionally something happens to interrupt the swirl of activity and makes room for something more significant. This happened to me last week while surfing in Costa Rica. I was sitting in the ocean in an unspoiled part of the country at a surf break called Estorillos. The guy I was surfing with, John, said, "Mark, turn around and look at the view." Up to that point, I had been surfing that spot for a couple of days, but I never took my gaze off the horizon as I was waiting for the waves to come in. So when I turned around and looked for the first time, it was a glorious sight. I smiled, took a deep breath to drink in the wonder, and I felt my heart expand with gratitude. Immediately I thought, "God, thank you so much for this beautiful day and this beautiful place. Help me not take it for granted." Then it occurred to me that John and I, along with our two coaches, were the only people in the ocean. Now, if you surf in Cocoa Beach, you know how rare that is. We had the whole break to ourselves, which made the moment even more magnificent. Joyful, relaxed, and connected to something bigger. It felt as if everything were right in the world. Have you had these kind of experiences? Even though the experience didn't last forever, it did have an impact on me that exceeded the specific moment. It helped shape the rest of my day and even set a trajectory for the rest of my week. Furthermore, this gift was not forced upon me. I had to stop, turn around, and make room to receive it. Like my experience in Costa Rica, sometimes the things that snap us out of our routines is a welcomed interruption. Maybe it's a beautiful landscape, a piece of music, a work of art. Maybe it happens when we notice a color in our child's eyes that we've never seen before, or when we glimpse our spouse immersed in something that gives them joy. Or maybe it comes through a new insight while reading a book, talking to a friend, or reflecting on life. In contrast, there are times when the interruption is unwelcomed. I'm sure that you've had those too. It comes on the heels of a crisis, when a core belief gets called into question. Someone dies, or something that you've always taken for granted is taken away. There are many ways that we can be snapped out of our automatic ways of thinking and acting. Some feel good and some feel bad. Some we choose and some are thrust upon us. But if we have eyes to see, every single one of these interruptions can be a gift. The gift of a pause or a clearing, a gift that creates space for something new, something more meaningful that can change our perspective and reorient our attitude for the better. When we take time to remember these kinds of experiences, we can't help but yearn for more. And not simply because they feel good, but because of the way that human beings are wired. Since we are created in the image of God with intelligence, imagination, creativity, we feel compelled to look below the surface of things in search of something deeper. This is one reason why we are never satisfied with more busyness. We often stay busy because we're uncomfortable in our own skin, or we're afraid of what will happen if we look deep within ourselves. And so we distract with more appointments and parties, concerts and vacations, but we are always left wanting more. This is also why we are never satisfied with more money, success, influence, or pleasure, because we were created for so much more. And when we fill our lives with distractions, our souls always find a way to break through the clutter and to cry out for something more meaningful. Human beings are created for beauty, depth, and mystery. But despite our heart's desire for these things, busyness is so intoxicating that we rarely do anything to intentionally put ourselves in a position to receive these gifts. Caught up in a swirl of activity, we find it hard to make room for something else. But part of the good news of Christmas is that it is possible to do just that, to make room for what's most important. You may remember that right before Jesus was born, Caesar Augustus decreed that a census should be conducted of the entire Roman world, and everyone in the empire had to travel to their hometown to register. Consequently, Joseph and Mary had to travel from Nazareth, where they were living, to a town called Bethlehem. But when they arrived, the city was full, and there was no place for them to stay. As they went from house to house, everyone said the same thing. I'm sorry, we just don't have any room. But eventually, they arrived at the house of someone who was willing to create space. When they knocked on the door, I'm convinced it was a woman who answered. A woman who saw Mary 9 months pregnant and had compassion upon her. I can imagine her saying, "All the rooms in our house are full, but we're going to do something. We are going to find a way to make room for you." Then, thinking out of the box, the owner created space in the animal stable. And without even realizing it, she was making room for God's son, Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Before going any further, it's important to notice that before we even consider making room for God, God has already made room for us. To help us understand this, I want you to join me in an imaginative exercise. I want to invite you to get in touch with your inner artist and to paint a picture in your mind. One of the central images of Christianity that seeks to describe the nature of God is the Trinity. Simply put, we believe that God is a community of love. We believe that God is a community of love constituted by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The early church fathers described this divine community of love by using a Greek term, perichoresis, which points to a kind of dance. So I want you to imagine in your own mind, paint a picture in your own mind of these three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, holding hands and dancing joyfully in a circle. And as they move, they make room for each other and the infinite love that flows in between them. Now, I want you to continue imagining in your mind the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dropping their hands, turning around to face the world, and then moving outward. creating even more space between them for the movement and the growth of love. And as love grows in that expanding space, the world is born. In other words, we exist because God makes room for us. This spatial metaphor helps me to make sense of one of my favorite passages in Scripture, which is Acts 17:28. It says that we live, move, breathe, and have our very existence in God. We are literally swimming in a sea of love that is moving freely between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it is this love that creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Now, I know that this is mind-boggling and that many of you here are not prone to speculative thought and philosophy. But I want you to hang with me. It is mind-boggling because it's a divine mystery that is beyond our comprehension. But it is also a beautiful way of glimpsing God's wide embrace and inclusive love. Now, if you're having a hard time with this thought experiment, there's another way to get there through the Christmas story. The Christmas story, the story of God coming to us in the birth of Jesus, is the way that we narrate this deep theological mystery. It's how we put it in story form so that we can better understand it. The story of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus is God's way of acting out this mystery in history. How God reveals this truth through a story that connects with our everyday lives. The Christmas story is the story of how God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, leaves heaven to make room for us by being born a baby in Bethlehem. And because God does this for us in Jesus, we are invited to do the same, to make room for God. And while we might not realize it, when our hearts long for those times when we feel grounded, connected, and at peace, what's really happening is that our souls are longing for communion with God, longing to connect with the one who creates, redeems, and sustains us from one moment to the next. And when we finally realize this, we understand that we don't have to wait for unexpected or even forced interruptions to experience those deeper moments. They're always there. We can commune with God and receive this gift, and we can do it every day if we want, through things like prayer, meditation, and worship, if we are willing to make room. And this is the question before us this evening. Will we make room? Will we make room in our busy schedules, crowded hearts, and racing minds? Make room for something deeper, something more life-giving and healing. Will we make room for God as God has made room for us? On this Christmas Eve, will we make room for Jesus? At this time, we're going to be led in a special song called Make Room. You can remain seated, and we would invite you to either sing along as your own prayer or use this time for silent reflection.
Here is where I lay it down, every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender, and I will make room for you. To do whatever you want to.
It's Pastor Mark, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I also want to thank First United Methodist Church of Cocoa Beach, which helps make this ministry possible. If you would like to make a donation to the church, go to our church website, fumccb.com. Also, if you're in town, I hope that you will visit one of our services in person so that we'll have an opportunity to meet. May God bless you as you find your next steps in following Jesus.